Well, we have a guest joining us by phone this morning. Beth Olson, the Cass County Director of Public Health, is with us. And I know, we just visited just a few days ago, but things have been changing rapidly here lately. And Beth, it sounds like you've got the supply of vaccine and maybe looking for a few extra arms to jab.
Yeah, we certainly are. And we can't get the credit for the vaccine supply. I have to give credit where it's due, and that's to Rex Pharmacy. They were able to get a big shipment of the Pfizer vaccine. We've talked about Moderna a lot here in Cass County because that's all we've gotten by a couple hundred, you know, each week. But they were able to get kind of a full case or a full shipment in of the Pfizer vaccine that's coming. And they're working with us off of our Phase 1A and our Phase 1B list. So we're partnering together for a big vaccine clinic, and we had a lot of names on our list, and now that we've gone through all of them, I think we still need some more. So it's a good problem to have, but of course, we still have to stick within eligibility for the state of Iowa, too.
Okay, well, that was my next question. Does this open it up for others, or are we still in the folks that fit into Phase 1A and 1B, and can you kind of cover those again?
Yeah, you bet. So, of course, we're still in those Phase 1A and 1B. You know, hopefully, you know, I've told the state that you know, we're really getting down to the end of those phases, and I think all the other counties around us are feeling that strain too, and we're all kind of grasping for anybody that's eligible at this point. So hopefully we can go to that next phase soon, phase 1C, but at this point, you know, as of today, as we speak, right now I'm still just really in that phase 1A and 1B is our target group. So, and of course that includes 65 and older, healthcare workers, anybody who might be in a manufacturing or plant type business where you can't social distance, educators, first responders. So there's a number of professions that make people eligible for the vaccine right now.
Well, it's nice to get this extra batch of doses to come in to be able to use, but my goodness, if you've gotten through that list, didn't you have over 3,000 people on the original list?
We did. And, you know, as we were calling down that list, we found that a lot of people signed up multiple times. And, you know, for example, my real name's Elizabeth, but I go by Beth. So maybe I signed up as Elizabeth, and then, a couple weeks later, I hadn't heard, so I signed up as Beth the next time. And so we found that there was a lot of duplicates, people using, different, like I said, different first names and using a full name and using a different phone number. So we weren't sure if they were the same folks or not. And then a lot of people signed up, I think, just about on any list they could. And so some people have already had the vaccine. So we quickly whittled down that list. I think we're in the position where we're looking for anybody that's eligible in that phase 1A or 1B.
Sure.
And we've probably got a vaccine for you in the next week or two. So,
have you had to turn anybody away because maybe they signed up but they really weren't qualified at this point?
A few people, but I think most people are kind of familiar with that phase 1A or 1B. And if they're not sure, they call us. So when we're making those appointments, you know, we ask, you know, we say, we noticed you said you work in X place or you do this, and so that's what makes you eligible. Is that true? And so some people say or I've had a change or whatever that might be, and most people are pretty understanding. And you know, it's, I would give the vaccine to anybody and everybody if I certainly could, but we are held to that vaccine shortage order, which doesn't let us just open it up to anyone just yet.
Explain again how easy it is to sign up. Where do they go?
Yeah, it is easy. So if you've been on the casshealth.org website, it's just casshealth.org/COVID vaccine. And if you scroll to the bottom, there's a quick survey. And really all we need from people is your name, your phone number, an email if you have it, and then what makes you eligible. You can just check a box, and there's a little free text box if you need to type anything and for us to see. And if you don't have access to an internet or don't have friends or family that can help you with that survey, just call us. You'll call the hospital number, that 243-3250 number, and you'll press number 7. That's our vaccine hotline. Just leave us a message, and you'll get one of us to give you a call back. And we can answer any questions you might have, or of course, if you want to get signed up, and we can take that survey for you, and then one of us will get you called to get you registered for a clinic.
Okay. And just so you know, we use words like clinic and things like that, but you're not talking about people standing in line waiting to get shots. You're going to set up appointments,
no.
Right?
Yes, right. And that's what every single one of our clinics is, by appointment only. So there's no point to come to one of our clinics without an appointment, because we don't have a vaccine for you. We schedule all of those ahead of time. And then, you know, that just helps with people, that you don't have to wait in line. We've heard time and time again how efficient our clinics have been. You know, people are in and out quicker than you could probably do your grocery shopping for the week. So people have been very, very grateful that it's been so well organized and efficient when they do come for their vaccine.
Sure. Well, you mentioned up front, we've been doing largely just Moderna here so far, but this is the Pfizer vaccine.
Yeah.
Is there really any difference that you guys notice a difference because of the storage requirements and things, but is there really a difference that folks will notice that are going to get the shot?
No, right. And that's, I think your doctor would tell you any vaccine you can get, you should get it. We don't need to argue about any differences, right? So the big difference for those getting it is you'll come back in 3 weeks instead of 4 weeks. So we've been preaching you come back again in 4 weeks to people. But with this specific clinic that we're working with Rex Pharmacy on, your appointments will be 3 weeks apart instead.
Okay. How long do you think it's going to take before we start to get to folks that, you know, get to that 1C level? Are we getting there fairly close, do you think? Have you heard much scuttle about that?
I have a little. This morning, you know, I reached out to the state and I just said, you know, here's the deal. I said, we have more vaccine than we have people signed up and eligible in our county. You know, I said, we're not allowed to move forward. And I said, we've reached out to other, you know, public health agencies around us, and they're all in the same boat. And I said, we really need to move on to 1C. I said, we can't be just held to this phase 1A and 1B anymore. And, you know, they agreed and said that they'd been hearing that a lot. So I do anticipate that hopefully things will move forward a little quicker. I think especially in rural Iowa, our population is just so much less than what the cities have that we've been able to get through our wait list, relatively quickly with has felt like a smaller amount of doses coming each week. We've been able to get through people pretty well. And, you know, I think we're all ready to move forward and move on and just need to wait for that blessing from the state.
Sure. Well, we're not ready quite yet, but when that time happens, will you handle it largely the same way you've handled the rest of these vaccinations?
Yeah, we absolutely will. You know, I don't see a difference. Things have been going so well here in Cass County. I don't see a need for us to go away from the way we've been doing the actual physical clinics. I see that we would still have scheduled times for everyone, and there's still going to be a process for kind of sorting who is eligible and who's not. And so I do see us, you know, continuing to function the same way. And, you know, hopefully there's more opportunities to partner with, like Rex Pharmacy, for example. That's been a really good opportunity for the both of us to get through our list. And they just have access to greater numbers of vaccines since they get their vaccine from a federal allocation. And we're just, you know, we just get our vaccine from the state allocation. So they have a little more flexibility, I think, in what they're able to request if there's a need here. So I think that's good that we've found that partnership, and maybe we can, you know, work together more in the future and sooner as well.
So. Well, yeah, this has the potential to change the game real fast.
Exactly. And you know, this state's probably reacting to that, too, because I know other counties are kind of hopping on board and doing the same thing that we're doing with Rex Pharmacy, because, I mean, it would have taken me a month to immunize as many people as we can hopefully do with the shipment that Rex Pharmacy is getting in. So, just a huge blessing all around for everyone in Cass County that is eligible and wants the vaccine.
Okay. So still looking for folks that fit into that 1A and 1B, those categories, those tiers. And if they do, they can get online. They can do the sign up. Now, to participate in this, do they have to be from Cass County to be vaccinated in Cass County?
Not at all. We've even done people from other states. As long as you qualify, we're happy to get you in here. So county or state of residence doesn't matter, and it never has. Iowa Department of Public Health has always been clear that if you're eligible, you're eligible. So, especially now, if we have some folks wanting to travel and spend a little windshield time in, we could probably get you in as soon as next week. So.
All right, very good. So get online, get that taken care of, or make that phone call one way or the other. The vaccine does have a shelf life, so we want to make sure that we get enough folks signed up. We don't want to waste any of it, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Very good. Beth, thank you so much. Appreciate it. A lot of good news. Good deal.
Yeah, thank you.